Today's regular episode of the Mass Minuteman will not be heard in order to bring you this special comment on our last episode. With us in the studio, again, is Mr. Selwyn Searle of the Sons of the Mothers of Early America. And Mr. Searle, do you
have some... Thank you, I do. Yeah. I strongly object to the suggestion in the last episode that, quote, Betsy Ross used a telephone booth to show her tattoo to Martha Washington, close quote.
I see.
This is an incredible anachronism that simply cannot be ignored.
Well, I mean, there must be some basis.
What?
What?
What basis would they have?
For what?
For what was said.
What?
Yes, what?
What basis?
Exactly.
I see.
Exactly.
So it's your opinion, then, that a certain tattoo was not shown...
Well, certainly not Betsy Ross's tattoo.
In a certain telephone booth.
She simply did not have one, is what I'm saying.
A telephone booth?
A tattoo. I don't know about the telephone. The tattoo, per se, as we know it, per se, you see, did not appear until... much later, sub rosa hoc, of course.
Well, to find out, we have on the line Dr. Carl Nibnoil of the History Department of William and Shirley College. Doctor?
Yes.
Do you have any comment here on the...
Well, the issue is well met, but not joined, you see.
Yes,
that's true.
For we do know that Betsy Ross showed one to a William Pitt in 1774.
Now, Doctor, do you have a copy of that? I'd like to...
Yes, the Diary of William Pitt, which reads, quote, Betsy Ross showed me a very fine kazoo today, close
doctor. Doctor,
sir. No musical instrument is the...
Doctor, we're not talking about...
We're saying tattoo. Is there anything on tattoo?
No, nothing. However, Betsy Ross is said to have owned a caribou.
Well,
and she did visit the Philadelphia Zoo.
Uh-huh.
And she had a sister in Kalamazoo.
Right, well,
right. And her best friend's name was Zazu.
Thank you, Doctor and Mr. Searle, and listeners for joining us in this special comment.